think that somebody, Alethea, also wanted to say a few words and had written down something. And Alethea, you can tell people your relationship with David as well. Thank you.
Hi, I'm here representing my husband, Robert Mattson, also, who is a very good friend of David's. In a strange twist of timing, Robert is at a wedding today of our best man, who's getting married at the exact same time. So Robert and I figured that the only way we could be represented at both events was to split and for me to come here and for him to be at the wedding. He's in the wedding party. But he wrote something for me to read so that he could be here in spirit also. So I'm going to read for Robert something that he wrote about David. I met David on Saturday, October 12th, 1991, after a 7:30 p.m. Pink Floyd laser light show at Hayden Planetarium. 13 days before I met my wife. There were three of us in the back seat of a small, dark-colored car belonging to an ex-Marine named Michael. At that time, I was running a special interest group in Mensa, which was continually poking fun at a somewhat justified stereotype of Mensas as being antisocial and unhip. For example, in the announcement to which David responded, I wrote that in order to be permitted to come to this event, one must be under 40, over 21, and should have had at least one successful social interaction. David thought that was pretty funny. David was working at Standard & Poor's then. I was working downtown too. We started having lunch together once a week and going to Francis Tavern after work on Tuesdays for the free beer special. I enjoyed the lunches and the beers immensely. At these lunches, I learned about baseball for the first time in my life. I'd arrive at lunch with questions like, who exactly was Hank Aaron? And what's the story with Pete Rose? A few years later, we started going to the Mets game together, which was a lot of fun. We also went to a Yankees game, but I swear to Christine that it only happened once, and we rooted for the Red Sox the whole time. I was always sorry I wasn't able to keep having lunches with David every week. It was the highlight of my day job at the time. I feel like I had only started getting to know David. I was looking forward to hearing more stories, sharing experiences, hearing jokes, learning new things from him. I confess to having been worried, but only for a few moments, that once he moved upstate, I wouldn't see him as often. But I'd quickly remember how eager he always was to get together for lunch, drink, or dinner, and I felt sure it wouldn't be a problem. I'd just have to get my butt into Manhattan more often. A lot of the people I knew knew David too. I was always telling people the anecdotes, stories, and facts that he told me. One thing I've been telling a lot of people lately was about his friends. David was unique because he had great friends. He knew nice people. He had a lot of friends in a variety of professions, and I always find myself enjoying them. I cannot think of a single person that I ever met through David whom I didn't enjoy talking to, including his work colleagues as well as his personal friends and family. This is a unique passive quality, the ability to attract great people, the ability to bring people together. I will miss that. Even now, in the weeks after the terrible, terrible event that has brought all of us together, it has been so nice to spend some time with his family and friends. David always respected people and athletes with class, who played hard, well, but fair. He was also always concerned about ethics and doing the right thing. Once he had a dilemma regarding a signing bonus he received for the job he held for only a few months before going to Keith Brett and Woods. He wasn't obligated to return the bonus, and he wasn't sure if he should. He and I talked about it for a while. The conclusion that we landed on was that he should return an appropriate amount of it for one simple reason. He had told the employer that he would. He wasn't obligated, but he had made a promise. It was this sort of ethics, what I call kindergarten playground ethics, which separated him from the rest. The sort of ethics where if you make a promise, then you keep it, and that's all there is to it. Law and legality and complications don't matter. Ethics are simple. You play hard, you play fair, and you keep your promises. Another thing I remember so distinctly was when I saw him and Christine at a baseball game soon after they came back from their honeymoon. I was watching him squirt mustard on Christine's hot dog as she held it. I was struck by the tenderness. I had never seen him like that before. It was so sweet and precious, and I was happy to see him like this. David had a profound impact on me. He was first person to buy my paintings when he and Christine hired me to paint his wedding invitations. He was one of my biggest fans. He often liked the Christmas cards my wife and I made and would always tell me what he thought, what he really thought. His frankness was an immense compliment. I feel honored that Christine and David consider my wife and I among their close friends, along with people he's known so much longer. I have fairly low esteem and have always admired David's wit, success, sociability, versatility, and social contacts. I consider it a great compliment that David liked us so well. Compliments of such a stature and substance give me great courage and confidence in myself and my artwork. In thinking about how I can take all this forward, how I can best respect the memory of David, I felt perhaps that more than anything else, I should start believing in myself the same way that David believed in me. That I should regard myself as highly as David, a man I respected so much, regarded me. In closing, I want to say earnestly that I believe David was a great man. There is no one like David, with his complexities, with his quirks, with his humor, his moodiness, yes, I noticed it. But more than anything, David was a great man because he succeeded in life by being a good guy, not by cheating or by being mean, but by being decent. And that can be so hard to do. I don't know how he did it. He made it look easy, to tell you the truth. He was inspiring in this way. I'm grateful for having known David, and I'm going to miss him for many, many reasons. I especially wish David was here so he could help me make sense of this whole mess, this social, political, economic mess we're in, and help us laugh and find a sane way through. But he's not, and so I just have to go on. I no longer have him, the rock that he was, to call for business advice and opinions, to tell stories, or get together for drinks. That friend is no longer out there. He is now only here, in my head, and here in my heart. I'm grateful I knew David. I wish I could have known him longer. So long, David, so long. You are one of the good ones.